This is Fresh Air. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of the band Television. Back in the 70s, this group helped originate the punk scene in New York, even though they themselves weren't really punks. Many contemporary groups like R.E.M. and Squeeze claim Television's music as an influence on their own.
It was like a dream. Two boyhood friends, Richard Lloyd and Tom Miller, who had grown up in boarding schools in the South, came to New York to be artists. They succeeded, and in doing so, they began a piece of rock and roll history which is still reverberating. Miller first arrived in New York in 1968, after dropping out of a number of colleges. He decided that he wanted to be a poet and began publishing stuff under the name Tom Verlaine, taking the name of the famous French symbolist poet in tribute. But Tom also liked to play guitar. And when his old friend Richard Myers showed up in New York, they formed a band called the Neon Boys in 1973. Myers figured Tom shouldn't be the only one to change his name, so he became Richard Hell. Then, later in the year, Richard Lloyd joined up, and they changed the name of the band to Television. The name was actually a pun, as this early recording of Little Johnny Jewel makes plain.
Trying to television. Well, some thought this was sad, and others thought it mad. They just scratching the surface. JJ could do the floor kiss. Or was he on display? No, no, not today. All that guy ever said, he said, I want my little wing head. He'd be half asleep at night, over his head, sensational flight. And he'd wake up dreaming, dreaming.
As you can hear, Verlaine was writing some weird poetry and wasn't the greatest singer. But he and Lloyd were a perfect guitar duo. Still, Television, like most of the bands in New York, faced a problem. No place to play. Verlaine had been hanging out with a poet named Patti Smith a lot, and had even collaborated with her on a book of poetry. One day, she came over to his house and said that she'd passed a new bar on the Bowery that was failing miserably in its attempt to present country bluegrass and blues to an audience of bikers. Tom headed down to the place, which was called CBGB for Country, Bluegrass, and Blues, and asked the owner, Hilly Crystal, if his band could play there on an off night. Crystal asked if they had any fans, and Verlaine, probably lying, said sure. Before long, word had spread, and an acoustic trio from Rhode Island, Talking Heads, and a very loud bunch from Long Island, who were friends of Patti Smith's, the Ramones, and Patti's own band, the Patti Smith Group, were also playing there regularly. But it was Television who had started the trek to CBGB, and even though they weren't at all like most of the bands who played there, they developed a legion of fans.
Fly, 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 fly.
Songs like See No Evil became big favorites, and although a lot of the bands on the new scene were reacting against long, indulgent guitar solos, nobody minded when Verlaine and Lloyd began bouncing ideas off of each other because they were great. Still, even though they made two nearly perfect records for Elektra, nobody bought them. And by 1978, the band disintegrated, largely because of Richard Lloyd's mounting drug habit. Verlaine has made some excellent solo records, and this year, Richard Lloyd, cleaned up, released a magnificent album, Real Time, recorded live at CBGB, where it all started. Good as these records are, though, they remind us that television, like all the best rock and roll, was a part of its time. The time has passed, but the records are still out there for you to discover.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. You're listening to Fresh Air.